Richards. I'm Chris Cote, and this is the Monday Mass. Hi, Todd.
We're going now.
I know. Like we just went right into it.
That was the most lackluster intro.
You want to start over?
That's the intro?
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me, Chris Cote, and...
Hello, and welcome.
Wait, you're supposed to say, and I'm Todd Richards, and I agree with that
and
sentiment.
Hello.
Hi, Todd. Is that better?
That's good.
That's a better start.
Yeah, I don't mind if when we start kind of low-key.
Wait.
I just always expect a lot more fanfare at the beginning.
Like trumpets and stuff?
No, I just mean like, you know.
Well.
Not like we're in the middle of like talking and then all of a sudden you're just like, here we are.
I'm tooting the trumpet. Well, check it out.
It's Monday.
The fanfare will build. This is episode 96. You're recording into June 10th on a Monday.
You know what they say, 96
flipped upside down
loves the
69. You're funny, dude. Okay, so let's get into it because obviously, you know, things are getting serious with this podcast. This podcast we started just for fun, you know. Todd, keep the tools sharp between
you,
actual
maybe
events.
You
is this a business for you?
This is look. We have a job to provide the listening audience.
You're right. We've got a job to do.
With facts. In this
environment
of factless
accusations. This is real.
We bring
news.
You the facts. As insignificant as they are, everything that we say here is factual.
Definitely. Our fact-checking department works overtime.
Yeah, on point.
And you know what? This is, as we get into this being episode 96, we still haven't come up with a better term than action sports to describe what we're about to talk about. Unless you came, did you have anything? Board sports?
Wait, as far as what?
Like the Monday Mass? What we're going to talk about. Surfing, skating, snowboarding, and nerd news.
It's kind of just like what we, that's like
it's,
life.
It's life, man. Wow, that was a long intro. Still going. Check it out. This podcast is presented by our friends at OGO. OGO bags. For those of us who take a lot of trips or one trip a year, OGO's got a bag for you. You can go to OGO.com, and if you enter the code MASS20, when you check out, you get 20% off.
And they're great as graduation gifts.
And you can pretty much say, when you enter that code for MASS20, you get 20% off, you can tell your friends you're sponsored by OGO.
Yeah, they'll send you.
It's unofficial.
They'll send you stickers.
It's unofficial sponsorship. And if anybody pries, if anyone's like, dude, you don't ride for OGO, you say, yeah, dude, I got a deal on this travel bag. And they're like, oh, what kind of deal? You're like 20% off. Well, who's the team manager? Listen, just go to the website. You can still say you're sponsored.
You ride for OGO. How do you know?
Exactly. We
right?
ride for OGO. And this is kind of cool. This is actually very cool. Todd and I have been singing the praises of NanoCraft CBD for many, many long times now, for at least 90 episodes.
Many moon.
There's another code, MASS15, for 15% off. Because good CBDs are not cheap. Good CBDs are not purchased over the counter at 7-Eleven, per se.
Right.
Good CBDs are sought and found, and we've found the best with NanoCraft CBD. And later on in the show, Todd, an exclusive interview with two of our favorites, Eli Olson and Sheldon Pyshawn.
They were just right here.
They were just here in person.
Just saw them.
And they went surfing. So thank you, NanoCraft CBD, for, of course, the great CBD products, the 15% off MASS15 code, and for bringing Eli Olson and Sheldon Pyshawn to Monday Mass HQ. Todd, this weekend here in San Diego, California, the Hoyle's vagina.
Hoyles.
The sun came out.
I saw it yesterday.
Twice. 2 days in a row. So summer officially came for 2 days in a row, and summer came in hot all over my chest, back, neck, and shoulders.
And it's,
I got sunburned.
It's weird because usually when summer comes, it's just on your lower back.
And now it's my whole body. I'm burnt. I'm sunburned.
Are you
burnt,
Reynolds?
But thankfully, active skin repair. I bet you. Oh, well, you knew because you've been burnt. You've been sprayed. I lathered myself after I got burnt. My girlfriend got crispy purple. She turned purple.
Really?
So luckily, I had a, you know, by the bedside, if you know what I mean, a bottle of the active skin repair spray. She sprayed me. I sprayed her. It was a really actually enjoyable experience because when you're sunburnt, your skin feels tight.
Right.
It's uncomfortable. And the active skin repair, either gel or spray, cools you down. It just makes things right.
There's so much information here.
If you don't believe me.
Thanks, active skin repair.
Believe Jerry Lopez. I'm over here dropping names.
You mean Jerry Lopez from Conan the Barbarian?
Yes. And also from Pipeline. Mr. Pipeline.
Oh, I knew him from Conan the Barbarian first.
Jerry Lopez says, I'm never leaving home without active skin repair. He got a harsh jellyfish burn. Came in, applied active. It's proven. It's on Instagram. And it's a picture of Jerry Lopez
you
with it.
You have to believe it if it's on Instagram.
99% of the people out there will not believe me or you, Todd. Maybe I think 97% won't believe you.
Everyone believes me.
Jerry Lopez says it. Everyone's going to believe it. I believe it, too.
We're not.
We're going.
We're not videoing this.
No, today. We're not videoing.
God, I feel so relieved.
You know why? Because you kept looking at the comments at last week.
No, I didn't.
You said that wasn't your best show.
I was distracted.
About life, not comments.
Right, just life.
Yeah.
You know, because
because we're doing this new.
Life sometimes comes into the podcast, and you can't push it out.
Right.
It just shows up.
Even, you know, when you walk through the gateway into Mass HQ.
Though I walk through the valley of death.
Yes. And if you do walk through a gateway and somehow you cut yourself.
Active skin repair.
Active skin repair. 25% off on BLDGactive.com.
We are giving, like a swap meet for sporty things.
Well, the good part about it is we get to choose our sponsors.
And then we have Wave Soda. The new Wave Soda.
Yes.
You know what that does? Quenches your thirst.
Politely caffeinated.
Politely caffeinated.
And what? No sugar, no additives, but it actually tastes good.
Yep.
Another thing. Oh my gosh. I'm really putting my money where my mouth is. I used all four of these presenting sponsors' products this weekend. I put Wave Soda in my mouth. I used Active Skin Repair on my skin. I put NanoCraft CBD in my mouth this morning and throughout the weekend.
If you could have one.
And I put my beach stuff in an OGO bag. What are you talking about?
If you could have one sponsor for the podcast, like a dream sponsor, who would it be? Straight up.
Wow, that's a good question.
It's a dream.
Dream sponsor.
Dream sponsor.
Those are four dream sponsors, but I'd say my dream sponsor for this
like doesn't
podcast.
Have to be. It doesn't even have to be related to the industry that we're in.
American Airlines.
Wow, that's a solid one.
Yeah. BMW of Encinitas.
Disney.
DreamWorks.
NASA.
NASA. What for?
Brought to you by NASA. Just that is a stamp of approval.
I think there are enough problems here on Earth. We don't. Need to well, look to space.
We do because we are going to go to Mars, of which the moon is part.
That's cool.
Okay, can we get on with this?
That's your dream sponsor?
No. I was just asking.
Yeah,
you.
Let's get on with it. Todd, I am the new host anchor slash producer.
What's up with that?
WSL Surf Breaks.
Is that what you were doing with Sheldon?
No. The interview
are you
with Sheldon,
two-timing?
No, that's for this.
Oh.
WSL Surf Breaks is a new show. It starts tomorrow, June 11th.
Does it exist on
Instagram?
It's across
all WSL platforms.
It's a
daily news show.
Daily?
Yes.
That is a lot of information.
We got a news team. It's going to be epic. You want to hear some of the comments?
You guys hiring?
Here's some of the comments that I got when I posted it.
Can I read them?
New show coming out. Yeah, go ahead.
New show, WSL Surf Breaks. Chris Cote is the host. These are the comments thus far. We don't want this.
That's a good one.
No offense, but this guy talking is really annoying. Chris, this surfing business does not suit you.
And I want to point out, whoever wrote that comment, they spelled does wrong. So it was dose.
Dose.
I mean, that's just me being a little nitpicky there. Yeah,
does this guy have a rich dad that gives him jobs or something? I thought he was the sprint guy. Oh, I like this one. And Joel69 says, bummer.
Bummer. Some people aren't excited, but I'll tell you, this most makes, people are.
I will tune. Look, I saw it. I saw the teaser. I was kind of hyped on it.
Yeah.
I know you guys, so I've got a different view on this.
Well, you know I'm a nice person.
But I think the worse it is, the better.
It's going to be great.
With this kind of stuff.
Well, this is basically a one-stop shop for very just quick. We're talking 2 to 3 minutes a day. Quick news hits.
Chris, you know, my hope is that is it going to affect the Monday Mass?
Well, it's going to make me try harder at both.
Really, though? Because yeah. I feel like what if you...
I'm not doing it on Mondays. Mondays are reserved for Monday Mass.
Yeah, but don't blow your informational load and not have anything for us.
That would be a great t-shirt for Monday Mass.
Don't blow your information.
Blowing your informational load since 96 episodes.
That's a good one. Does anyone make shirts for free that we don't have to pay for? Can we get a code?
We do need Monday
Mass. We need Monday Mass shirts. Well, cool.
Last night.
What else?
More. You want to hear more about me, Todd?
Wait, are we on surf news now? Or just
we're still kind of just riffing.
Is this Chris news?
Chris news.
Oh.
Well, this is pertinent. I hosted the Tony Hawk Pro Skateboarder, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 20th anniversary party for the Tony Hawk Foundation last night in San Diego. Todd, I was trying to just act. I was trying to act cool and not fan out, but it was hard not to fan out.
What were the highlights for you?
Rodney Mullen was standing right next to me. And then Kareem Campbell walked up and was talking to him. And I was like, whoa, dude, Rodney Mullen, Kareem Campbell. Muska was there. Jeff Rowley, which is the proper.
That's how you say it.
Rowley.
Yeah, Rowley.
Just so everybody knows. Bob Burnquist, Jamie Thomas. Tony Hawk was there. Highlights. There was a band from Australia called Birdman. And they are an amazing cover band. But they only play songs that were featured in Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
So
their set list was sick.
I saw on Instagram this morning that Tony sang that Adolescent song.
I have a snippet of
the
that.
Amoeba song that sounds like Tony Hawk.
This is Tony Hawk singing with Birdman. The song is Amoeba. That's Bad Religion.
Never mind.
Sorry, hold on.
You can imagine what it would sound like.
It.
Is he singing Amoeba or Tony Hawk?
That was Amoeba.
Yeah, but you know how ironically people... Is it ironically?
Oh.
Don't you think?
Sing it like you
Tony
would.
Hawk. That's like what you would...
Tony Hawk.
A lot of people think that's what
Tony
they say.
Tony Hawk.
You know?
Yeah. The Adolescents, Amoeba, a.k.a. Tony Hawk. He sang with the band. Then Bad Religion played. And both bands donated their sets. They played for free.
Hawk Foundation?
Tony Hawk Foundation.
Sick.
Since 2002, the Tony Hawk Foundation has helped build over 600 skate parks in all 50 states. Plus, I still got it. I got a crazy score on Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 last night.
Like just manuals all the way?
Manual, grind, air, yeah.
Did it come back? Who is your go-to guy? Who did you play with all the time?
I played with Bam a lot.
Really?
I played with Jeff Rowley, Muska.
Jamie Thomas was my dude.
Jamie Thomas was a good dude for sure. And I also remembered something. Well, get
what
this.
What was that one song? It was like, doo, 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 doo. I forget what the, oh my God, that's going to drive me nuts. It just came into my head. I just started thinking about Pro Skater 2.
Tell me what this does for you. Pause the game. Hold L1. Press circle, right, up, down, circle, right, up, square, triangle.
Spider-Man?
What does that do?
Infinite.
All levels, all skaters.
I remember that.
All tapes, boards, and you get Officer Dick.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A-B-A, start. That's Infinite Men and Contra.
Oh, sorry. I passed Contra. That was one of the first games I ever passed.
Contras.
Yeah, so it was a rad night.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. So
is there,
thank you, Tony Hawk Foundation, for having me, and thank you to Activision.
I can't wait
years.
till Cool Borders does that.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Cool Borders 2, actually.
You just blew my mind.
Cool Borders 2. I was in
love
it.
Love Cool Borders.
I was in Cool Borders 2.
You were.
2. Yeah.
Cool Borders.
I think it was.
Well, then let's
two?
Go.
No.
Chris,
I was in Cool Borders 2001. 2000?
Cool Borders 21K.
I don't know. There was
well, congratulations.
One of those. Thanks, bro.
Okay, I'll play that. Now let's go to Surf News.
Okay.
Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. And you brought.
I brought
aborted.
Mine. But because I thought
describe it because we're not filming.
We're going to be on there.
No, describe it.
It looks like a Tylenol, but it has a V in it, and it's kind of striped.
You did not do this airbrush.
A Christmas present. No, this is professional. This is done. Jason Bennett has done this.
Okay. So we're looking at a kind of a retro fish with modernized.
Yeah.
Elements.
I've been riding a lot lately.
I did not know that you were a fish guy.
I haven't. I wasn't until like last week. I swear to God.
You're a born again fish rider.
Born again. Like, yeah.
Bored again.
Bjord again.
Bjork again.
I kind of like it. It's just something different. You know, it's been like gray every day and kind of like not. It's down here anyways. It hasn't really been that good. It's been kind of windy.
What's this model called?
This is called the Holiday.
The Holiday model by Chemistry
Holiday Fish thing.
So if you go to Chemistry, what's Chem's website?
Chemistry Surfboards.
Chemistry Surfboards.
And they also have that contest going on right now that you can learn about. I forget what it's called.
I'm entering.
But hold on.
Again.
It's basically if you ever had a wacky design for a surfboard.
Okay.
And it's a competition where you submit that to the guys at Chemistry, go on the website or go on their Instagram, and you submit your design and they will pick a winner. And that board that wins will go into the line. It'll be picked on July 4th. And if your design wins, Jason Bennett will shape it and it will become part of the Chemistry Surfboards line. And I imagine you'll probably get a couple free boards out of it.
Is that's official?
Are you on the team? I don't know. That's a detail. That
I'm entering.
I don't know what that detail is.
I'm entering, yo. This is cool. The International Surfing Association, ISA, announced today.
They're thrilled to announce, Chris.
They're thrilled to announce today.
Thrilled is a big word.
Yeah, if you're thrilled about something, you're very excited. And then I'm actually excited about this, too, because I'm going to be commentating the ISA World Surfing Games in Miyazaki, Japan, September 7th through the 15th.
Oh, it's thrilling.
And you know what's rad? There's been, of course, amazing surfers in the ISA World Games in the past. You can open that door all the way. In case you're not watching, Todd keeps opening and closing the door.
Well, can you hear
open me? The door. Now you're distracted by the door.
I'm not distracted. I'm just don't want to make a noise.
Noise is fine. We're in the city.
Noise.
WSL champions, Steph Gilmore, John Florence.
Wait,
Gabriel
they're
going to
be
Medina,
there?
Carissa
These people
Moore,
are going to be there.
ISA World Surfing Games champions, Sally Fitz, Jeremy Flores, Courtney
Holy
Conlogue.
Holy shiitakes.
They will be representing their countries, going for the gold.
What about Kelly Slater?
He might. I don't
know. Isn't this one of those things where this is a qualifying event?
This is going to be a qualifying event for the Olympics.
Holy
in 2020.
Macaroni. Here we go.
So
here we go.
I was excited to commentate this contest because I did it. I've done it the last couple years. It's such a fun event. Truly a spectacle. It's really fun. And now it's just going to be crazy.
Is there anything what do you do when you're not commentating there?
Honestly, so basically you have 40 plus nations represented on the beach. So there's a line of tents. It looks like about a half mile long. And, you know, USA, Senegal, China, South Korea, Iran, all the way down the line. 40 plus. Maybe
you
45
ran
nations.
All the way down the line?
No, the country of Iran
oh.
has a surf team.
Oh.
So all these different nations are represented. They have between 3 and 8 people with them on the team or, you know, helping the team. So The best part about it is just walking down the line of these tents and meeting surfers from all over the world. And you could literally go there and you meet these people. And I feel like through doing this event and making friends with surfers from all over the world, I could literally go to almost any surfing nation
and get burned
and have a friend there.
Oh, get
burned. Yeah. That's what it's like. You're building friendships around
That's
the
cool.
world.
That's cool. It's neat to see that it's there's the high, highly ranked, high profile surfers have to be there now.
It's going
to
be awesome.
So was the surf good there last year?
Yes.
Miyazaki? Was
it? It wasn't in Miyazaki last year. It was
Chiba?
No. It was, where was it? It was like out in the country.
Oh, yeah. But this one's Miyazaki's like, that's like
Miyazaki's
one of the main,
kinda, yeah,
main
I would
places
say the,
to go surf.
The main surf zone.
It's Encinitas of.
Exactly.
Chiba's like Huntington.
Yeah.
Miyazaki would be like Encinitas.
Yeah. So there will
That's
be medals
cool.
won in Miyazaki in September.
Sweet.
And I'll be there. Did you watch the party wave?
My son was part of the party
Your
wave.
Your son was in it?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me through, what did he tell you when he came home about
it? He said that it was, he was riding a finless board.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Okay.
Back it up. In case you didn't see it, millions of people have seen this. Hundreds of surfers from, what's their crew called? From Pono?
I don't know.
The Ponto Soft crew?
Soft.
They put the call out. They've done this before. Soft Top Takeover. Go ahead.
Of Tamarack.
Of Tamarack.
And that's a breaking Carlsbad here. And so it's like basically all the bros, all the kids from the high schools all around here, they all...
There was a bunch of adults there, too.
There were adults there. But people dress up in costumes. The rules are you have to wear, you have to have a soft top, and that's it. You can't ride any hardboards. And basically, they went and they took over the lineup, and it was kind of like, it wasn't a big day, but there were definitely waves.
Oh, Ponto Troll Crew.
Ponto Troll Crew. My son showed up with a finless board, which means zero control.
Right.
That thing is just spinning sideways. You could see in one of the clips that they posted, he's within the first second, he's sideways, runs over one kid, four people fall over him, another dude runs the dude that my son ran over, and then, it's just complete chaos, but it's great. I don't know if anyone got worked.
I didn't hear of any major injuries.
It's pretty insane.
I hope they do more of those takeovers.
Didn't they used to do, they did that one at Lowers a lot, right?
They did a Lowers takeover.
That really made some people angry, yeah.
But I love that.
That's so funny.
I love that. So that was a really newsworthy thing.
They had like pool noodles and all these kind of, they're beating each other with,
it was
pool
a gauntlet
and stuff.
It was
That's
a
so
total
funny.
Gauntlet of softness. did you see
Chris,
Craig Anderson's
I
new
did.
Film?
I did. I watched it.
The quieter you are, the more you can
ago.
Hear. Let's hear your review.
Well, Craig Anderson is a visual pleasure.
Visual butter.
If you like Craig Anderson's style, this video is amazing. It's just
good music.
It's good music. It's
artistic editing.
It's Craig doing what he does, and I feel like we haven't seen very much Craig Anderson footage as of recently, but he is he's just as awesome. I mean, between that and the Mikey Febb video that came out, a couple of my favorite vids I've seen in a while.
Crazy that you kind of nowadays you almost can forget how good people are. They're only as good as their last edit, which sounds totally trife and not cool. But when you watch this Craig Anderson movie, you remember, oh my God, this dude is so good. Not only it airs and turns and cool styly stuff, but he freaking charges in this movie. I think he
on
he
weird was, boards.
Yeah, he was hanging out with. He's got some bodyboarder friends around the world that helped kind of guide him into some of those crazy slabs he was surfing. But Tahiti, Iceland, Ireland, on a couple other locations.
Is that the wave that you surfed in Iceland? The same one?
I believe so, yeah. At least, I think he was in a couple different waves in Iceland, but there's the one kind of more
open
famous
bay,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was ripping that wave. He was...
It's really cool.
Yeah, it was hard when I was watching the footage of him. I was like, oh, is that me? Except his style is way better and he surfs way better.
You know what's crazy is like you watch someone like Craig or even Dane, and to see the guys that kind of, made that whole dropped back knee thing incredible. I mean, there's no effort. Like, they're not trying. It's just, like, natural. And Craig is, like, has the most natural dropped back knee, perfect foot placement style. Like, him and Mikey Febb. Like, Mikey Febb's the same way. They're just, like, they look like they should be doing it.
Yeah.
Not like a lot of us who... It's like we're just trying to cram a freaking square peg in a round hole.
I'm going to use not an extension cord.
Analogy?
No, what's a bungee cord.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to use a bungee cord and then bungee cord together? My knees together so I look better when I surf.
I don't know. It only works.
Would that work?
I don't think it only works for some people.
Yeah.
Because you know
I'll take whatever works.
It's pretty dope. You should ride a fish. Your knees go together because that's what it makes it do.
I rode a fish this weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
How many fins did it have?
Two.
Sick.
It was Camille Brady's fish by DHD. I also rode a rusty nine ball board with the spring torsion tech.
The rusty trombone?
Yes. Well, you know how I found out about the new Craig Anderson movie was from a brand new concept in surf media. It's called Inherent Bummer. and this is by the brainchild of a group that's headed by Travis Foray.
Inherent Bummer.
Inherent Bummer.
I feel like that should be the tagline for our podcast.
Maybe. Well, they took it already. Here's a little snippet of what Travis wrote in the introduction. It doesn't matter if you're a soft top adult learner. Let me start over. Travis uses big words when he writes. It doesn't matter if you're a soft top adult learner or grizzled lot lizard who intrinsically knows the backroads of Baja and its offshore bathymetry. Whether surfing is habitual, meditative, god damn it, athletic, euphoric, competitive, therapeutic, rebellious, or a way to hang and talk shit with your best friends. If you recognize it as a culture full of strange and subtle nuances, I'm talking to you. That was written by Travis Foray. I love Travis. I love what he writes, and I love what he represents. He is a unapologetically emo indie surfer. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's kind of a cool new concept because it's a newsletter. So you subscribe to it. It's a newsletter that comes directly to your inbox on your computer.
Well,
or
if
phone.
You really want to be hipster, you would mail it to people.
Self-licked stamp.
Or fax.
Well, I'm telling you, I just signed up for it. I'm excited about it.
We should have a faxed newsletter. Send us your fax number.
Well, now you've given that away.
Just send us your fax.
What's your fax number? If you still have a business card with a fax number on it,
you are rad.
You're awesome.
It's super sick.
That's hip. So I'm excited about Inherent Bummer, and I'll be looking at it daily. I can't wait to get my first drop. Congrats, Travis and team. Stab High is coming.
Yep.
June 29th. Are you going?
God, I haven't heard anything from anyone in a while. Last I heard, I was going, but wow. I mean, it's like in 2 weeks, and I still haven't heard anything.
How many events have you been invited and then disinvited to lately?
Kind of a lot.
I like you.
I know.
I speak highly of you.
I know.
Well, let's see if you're there. If you are there, you're going to see Nathan Fletcher. He's hosting the Vans Acid Drop Contest.
It's going to
be
cool.
Where people jump off the wall. Has anybody made it yet? I don't think anyone's made it yet.
What wave do you think you would jump off the wall into?
Whatever.
Yeah, but like we've been there.
Ripped that place.
I can't really think of one that you would want to jump into.
I think the lowers wave you could jump into.
It's pretty flat, dude.
Maybe the airway. I don't know.
You'd
no
have to,
one's
like,
made
jump,
it yet.
You have to jump out. Because it's like that wave doesn't exactly break on the wall.
Well, when you look at it on video, you think, oh, I would do that. And then when you go there, you realize
it's like
pretty
15
high.
Feet to flat.
And when you jump off of something and land on your surfboard.
Ow.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's an ankle breaker. But we know Nathan Fletcher's not scared.
He jumped out of a helicopter.
Yes. Yeah, the Nathan Fletcher doc is coming June 13th.
Yeah, it's pretty
AMC
soon, right?
Theaters all over. Excited. A lot of good Nathan Fletcher news that we're excited about. Check this out. More about BSR Surf Resort. So, Stab High is coming. You can follow and get all the news and updates on @stab_high on Instagram. Stab doing great things. They're killing it. Jacob Zekely, a.k.a. Zeke. ZK. Just dropped an edit from BSR Surf Resort. Absolutely ripping. Then I started seeing hashtag free Zeke. And I did some digging. And I'm homies with Zeke now. Luckily, I didn't know him before. When he was a teenager, he was basically a little asshole. Fighting, drinking, dropped out of high school, trying to localize La Jolla. Right? He will be the first to admit that he... was not a nice person back then. And this is, of course, just due to youth and alcohol abuse. The story is, now this is an article from Stab and then just in talking to ZK himself. So he's going to jail right now for 2 months.
To complete
a year-long sentence that he got for multiple charges, you know, fighting, doing stupid shit. So it's a story of redemption, though, because since his initial, you know, getting busted a couple times, he's changed his life. He got sober. He finished high school. And while he is outlandish, loud, figure on all his videos and stuff, he's now trying to put a positive spin on his life. So it's pretty gnarly. I mean, he's a really good surfer. One of the best I've seen at BSR. He just dropped an edit, and the next day he's going to jail. So 2 months he's going to be in there.
That's a long. It's gnarly. It's a long freaking time, man.
So our thoughts are with ZK. And I like that, you know, he kind of stepped up and did it with dignity. Like, look, I'm going in. I know I need to make amends for what I did. So it's not like he's trying to cover up, or he's basically using this as a learning experience for himself, but also a teachable moment. So cool. I don't know if you're allowed to listen to podcasts in jail, but if you are, ZK, I thought about you yesterday. I rode your hand-me-down board from Rusty. So watch that clip, too. He's ripping. Did you see Greg Weber's latest invention?
You can just tow a brake into someplace?
It's called the V-Wall, a 50-meter-long portable seawall that, according to Greg, can be stuck on any beach, you know, that has a length of sand, close out. It can make a new brake. It also has a V-reef that's anchored. So basically, it's a big V, and you put it out at a break that's a beach break or whatever, and it creates two perfect waves, a right and a left on either side, and there's shark nets.
What do you think the actuality of that coming to reality? Does that make
this
sense?
Invention reportedly is $200,000.
I don't know if this will. I mean, there's so many environmental variables. Implications and variables, and well, I don't think this would. If this will ever come to light,
I kind of agree with you there. And it's in it. I think it would be cool to see it tested.
It's neat,
but the problem that I always have with anything with the ocean, I tried to put a rail in the ocean.
That's kind of gonna get at that.
And the force, even on a small day, the force of the ocean and the water. I mean,
you remember when they tried to do the dock like last month?
Yeah, Napoleon blown apart.
Yeah.
So I would love to see it work. I would love to see it in practice and tested. But it's just, in putting anything in the ocean, it's going to get destroyed.
Well, good luck.
I'll surf the hell out of it.
It has shark nets, which are cool. I'm going back.
I should have a sip of panic and coffee.
I'm going to my mom's house next month.
Your mom.
My mom in Cape Cod, and I'm going to go surf.
Are you going to surf with one of those portable shark nets around you?
I don't know.
Have a friend hold the net.
At this point, I'm like, just, it's kind of like a fuck it. Like, if it's good, fuck it.
If go.
Kind of. I don't know. I'm kind of stoked that, like.
How sharky is Cape Cod for real?
Right now, fucked up sharky.
Really sharky.
Yeah.
Like three sharks per session.
Like here's the
great whites. We're talking.
These are great whites.
Okay,
and
they're great.
There's just a lot of seals, and the guys that surf Cape Cod, they surf with them all the time. I went there couple years in a row now, and I only go for a couple days. And when I go surf, you know, I don't like being by myself. Last summer, my grandma and myself went out on a kind of a crappy day, and there was no one in the water.
Which is good and bad.
Which is good. It was horrible. I mean, we had like fun little waves, but it was a mind.
It was kind of scary.
Yeah.
It was scary. You can admit
anyway,
to being scared.
It's
this is a safe place.
Shark nets. It's just shark deterrent stuff is. I would like to deter more sharks.
Well,
from,
I would think
coming
that,
at me, bro.
A portable V reef would be great for Cape Cod, right? Because it's a long beach. And there's not a lot of things sticking out.
But then you would screw up the natural sandbars there. And that's what makes it so fun to surf there, because the sandbars are on point.
My bad. Never surfed there.
But whatever. Do you have any other shark deterrent stuff that you could offer us, world?
Oh.
I have the leash.
Yes.
I have the striped leash.
You have to pee in
your friend's
the
wetsuit.
Other person's yeah. wetsuit. Because somehow the pH balance of foreign urine to your body deters sharks.
You want to hear something for real? I heard this not very long ago that urine is actually more of a scent attraction than blood for sharks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for me.
For you. Anyway, I don't know if that's true. But
who told you that?
I don't know. I forget who told me, but I was like, oh, because I...
That sounds like a stoner conversation. Yeah, hey, man, did you know?
I shit my wetsuit.
Everybody knows that. Just poop. If you shit in your wetsuit, sharks don't.
They don't like you.
No, everybody knows that. I'm surprised you didn't know. You knew that.
I have a striped shark leash, shark deterrent.
Oh, that'll work. Yeah. Shit on that.
Yeah.
See? Done. Solved problem.
Okay.
Up and coming surf events.
Are you going to this one, Brazil?
I'm going. I'm double dipping. I'm double dipping into the Brazilian juice.
Oh, are you there for that and then the skate comp?
I'm going to Vans Park Series in São Paulo first.
Yep.
And like, then from
are they close?
There,
they're
well,
tight.
I'm missing, potentially missing the first couple of days of the Oi Rio Pro in Sacarama, Brazil.
How far is Sacarama from...
Like a two-hour flight.
Okay.
So I'm doing the Vans Park Series and straight from São Paulo, Brazil, going to Sacarama, Brazil to watch the world's best duke it out in an incredible place. Sacarama is awesome.
It's just fun to say.
Sacarama. It's a rad little town. You got 10,000 people on the beach, and they're excited. And you would think that it's like a home team advantage type of thing, but it's not. The Brazilian surf fans in Sacarama are, I would say, among the most surf intelligent fans in the world, because they're not just cheering for Brazilian surfers. They're cheering for big turns, airs, barrels. They're cheering at the right time, and they're all focused on the action in the water. And it makes those events so fun, because I've been to events around the world, and some people do a fly out, you know, like fly out the back of the wave, and people are like, yeah. But in Brazil, Sacarama, they know what is cheerworthy. And they're not, and like I said, they're cheering for everybody if they do something good. So it makes it super fun. It's a men's and women's championship tour event, June 20th to the 28th, Oi Rio Pro, Sacarama, Brazil. I'm excited.
Sacarama.
So that's surf news.
Surf news is cool. There was a lot of surf news.
Yeah. Oh, and that's not it.
What?
Because as we mentioned at the top of the show, I had the opportunity, because I did this morning, Todd, without you. I'm sorry.
What?
It just happened. Sometimes cool people show up to Mass HQ, and that happened this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Eli Olson and Sheldon Paishon showed up, and I sat him down, did a quick interview. Here it is. They came. NanoCraft homies brought him by. Here it is. Oh, yeah. Sheldon Paishon, Eli Olson, NanoCraft crew coming through after...
Good morning.
A week-long media blitz here in San Diego.
Week of freezing and hot conditions.
So you guys, let's just start off, because again, I'm sure you guys get these same questions. NanoCraft is one of the presenting sponsors of the Monday Mass, also a product I use maybe 2 to 3 times per day. So let's just start talking about NanoCraft CBD. Because this is a serious question that I get a lot. Okay, like, what does this do for you? Why do you use this product?
I take it every day because it's a natural anti-inflammatory. And because of my lifestyle, I was surfing and jiu-jitsu, I put my body through a lot of wear and tear. And I've started looking into it because I was like, oh, I want to be a professional athlete and take care of myself and get some longevity out of my career and whatnot, you know, and we only have one body, so why not try your best to take care of it? Just like how you don't want to eat junk food all the time, you want to put good food in. And so I started looking into CBD and reading all the benefits, and I was just like, wow, like, as long as like someone like me, because I'm not used to like, I don't smoke and there's no THC or anything, I was just like, oh, like, I'm not going to get like stoned, or I'm not going to get lazy or whatnot. And I was just like, I would definitely take CBD. And then I was lucky enough to work something out with NanoCraft, and I love all their products. And yeah, I take it every single day.
Yeah.
Sheldon?
Me, CBD is, there's so much things that it helps you with, so much benefits. I guess it's like helps you with headaches or if you have hard time sleep. Sometimes it helps me, it makes me want to surf, because I don't want to surf sometimes because I have like, if you have anxiety and stuff or whatever, I take that and it calms my nerves and I just want to go surf or enjoy the day. It's definitely good for your joints and stuff. It keeps you like, I don't know, it keeps you young, I guess, if you take it. It's good for your brain. and like cancer and stuff. So I pretty much love to take it because I just want to try and have like
longevity.
Yeah. In my career and and
fully like, back it.
And be an athlete and
It's
awesome. That was a huge thing. I have really bad insomnia. Sleeping. And they have a NanoCraft has a night CBD with a little bit of melatonin and a few other ingredients. I'm not sure exactly.
Lavender.
Yeah, like I don't know. Something about lavender is just calming. Just
does so much more too. It's like helps people to eat food and it's like.
So I feel like with you guys, with me, it's same thing. It's like we would be using it anyway, but it's rad to be part of the program and be able to spread the word about it. So let's talk about you guys personally. Sheldon, I know the documentary that you've been working on for a long time is it's where are we in the process? Is it out? Is it coming out?
It's coming out. I think next year it's going to come out, 2020. But yeah, it's a project me and Mason Ho are working on. It's about a story of my life and Mason's life as well. It's about just pretty much about two totally opposite surfers, you know, like one kind of has a lot or had a lot, you know, when he was little, and one had like barely nothing and had to like work his way. So it's like the opposites, you know,
through the doggy door.
Yeah, it's called Through the Doggy Door and it's coming out 2020.
Hell yes.
But it's a story of my life and stuff.
Was it pretty heavy opening up and kind of like letting everything
out? At first
out?
When I was little, like growing up, I never wanted to let people know I was homeless and stuff. But once I got older and realized that a lot of kids go through the same thing and it's not bad actually, you know. I got to live on the beach. I surfed every day. Didn't have to worry about a lot of things that most kids got to worry about that have like rules and rich parents. So I just like got to pretty much run around and I don't know. Pretty lucky to have meet Mason and all my friends that I met. It's all through surfing and I don't know. I'm just very stoked and can't wait for it to come out.
Oh yeah. And what do you see? Where do you see this thing? How do you see it playing out when it comes out? Are we talking Emmy award-winning HBO doc?
For me, I'm not out to get no awards. I'm out to just touch people and kids and just show them that anything is possible in life. Like no matter what you go through, you can be like hard times is just then, you know, it's not what's going to happen in the future. You have a big life ahead of you. So just keep your head high and never give up and always believe in your dreams. That's my goal, is to just bring kids to realize, or just older adults, that anything is possible. And if the award comes, that'd be nice too.
Hell yeah, we'll do both. We'll achieve both. Yeah. Eli, I saw you got an award, a special award from the homies at NanoCraft. I saw you holding up a big check. What was that all about?
Yeah, I was really stoked and surprised to receive that check. They started an app, this URIP app, and they had this voting thing, and they said it was for my performance this season, and I caught the biggest wave of my life, and they were kind of, it was like doing pretty well on social media and whatnot on the internet, and a lot of people were kind of creating a scene that I didn't get nominated in the XXL Awards, and I was just like, it's out of my hands. I don't want to hate on anybody because I have so much love for literally everyone in the whole surfing world. And I was just like, me creating a scene wouldn't change things, you know? It wouldn't just be like, okay, he'll get nominated. You know, it was already said and done. And I was just like, it is what it is. So like, but I was like, it was so awesome to see all these people like standing up for me that I've never seen in my life. I was like, whoa, these people are like so rad. And then for that app to reach out and be like, hey, we want to present your award. I was just like, awesome, thank you so much. I didn't know what I was getting. And they showed up with a check for $5,000 and I was just tripping. I was
that
just
makes
like,
the trip.
Yeah, and I was like with some of my best friends and Shelds ran out and sprayed me with a beer. And I was just like, it was just such an awesome surprise. And I was like, so grateful and so happy. I'm still like, still didn't even really kick in. I haven't won that many things in my life, you know? So I was like really grateful and I'll like definitely take those memories to the grave, you know, because those are the, like the parts of your life that like I feel like when we're older you're going to remember certain things, and that was definitely one of them.
So for you guys who are, you know, just preeminent performers on the North Shore throughout the winter, you know, that's really what you guys focus on, I know, but now we're in the summer, this is where you kind of have to put on a different work ethic,
couple more
hat, right?
So some leather on, some wetsuit rubber.
Yeah. So tell me about what you guys do through the summertime? I know you guys are both doing contests. You're just doing work with the sponsors. So how do you make that bridge from winter to winter? How are you guys going to spend your summer this year?
Me, summer this year, I'm going to try my best to, like, come to Cali as much as I can because I love surfing a lot. And not all the time where I live has a lot of waves, and it's, like, flat when it's, like, not wintertime. So it's awesome to be here and surfing with all the companies around and all my sponsors and new friends you get to meet. And, yeah, it's just fun being here, and I want to get here more.
What's some QS stuff?
Yeah, oh, contests for sure. Right now I don't really have the funds at the time, but as soon as my funds come in, I can't wait to try and do some QSs.
Hell yeah. Eli?
Yeah, the last few years, every summer is kind of like when I start traveling a lot. Like, I roll around with the heavy hitters like Nathan Florence, Coda Rothman, Billy Kemper. That's kind of like my everyday squad. And then we watch big swells around the world and kind of chase these crazy swells and put our life on the line every single time we show up. And just the level of surfing between our crew is so high, and we're so competitive, but at the same time, like, pushing each other in a positive way. So every summer I start traveling and leaving home a lot. And I do QS sometimes. I've won a regional title, the Hawaiian Tahiti regional title, and I've won like a Bulls QS 1500 or what, like, and it's fun when you do good, but I've had thousands of heats that just didn't go your way. And I just get so stressed out, and you spend all this money to surf, and or you travel the world to get somewhere, and it's not exaggerating, it's smaller than knee high, and guys are just punting, and I'm like, dude, I can barely ride this wave. And it was just different. Like, it was kind of, I wasn't having as much fun, you know, so I definitely slowed down on the events, but I still do some just because I want to make sure I'm in the Triple Crown back home.
And you just never lose the love for the jersey, because, like, we all grew up surfing the Hasas and Manahuni contests, like, grew up with each other, so it's always like a competitive thing, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of addicted to surfing contests.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Yeah, I met Sheldon through, I think, during a Hasa local event back home when we were like 10 years old or something, and I was just like, who is this little guy just ralping everyone? He was the same age as us, but half the size, and he was just riding like broken fixed boards and just barring boards, and had the funniest thing I never forgot that I will never forget about Sheldon is his trunks. They're board shorts. So people know the average cut of board shorts, but they were like 10 sizes too big, and he would tie them up and they're literally to his ankles.
Shants.
And I would just be like three holes in it to like tighten
big. You can bring that back. You know, summer's here. We're looking for the latest trunk, like, style.
You gotta get the new big chunks to the ankle style. Call it the through the doggy style.
The parachute, bro.
Parachute trunks.
So funny. Yeah.
Right on. Well, Sheldon Paishon, Eli Olson, cruising by Monday Mass HQ. Looking forward to some edits.
I would like to thank my sponsors, too, for having me here, Nanocraft CBD, and thank you, Rip Curl.
Okay. Hell yeah. I want to thank Nanocraft CBD, too, for putting this show on.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nanocraft, for flying us up here and taking such good care of us.
It's on.
And KP.
And thank you, Chris, for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Chris, so much. Thank you. So there's the boys, Hawaiian, Eli Olson, Sheldon Paishon, two ripping surfers.
What a great surprise.
What a great interview that was. Sorry you weren't there, Todd, but you did get to.
I came by.
You said Sheldon was your favorite surfer, and I saw you kind of fan out a little bit on him when you showed up.
He's pretty dope.
You fanned out a little bit.
That's what's up.
You did.
What's up, Sheldon?
You did fan out a little
bit. Tried to be cool.
So thanks, Nanocraft, for bringing the homies by, and thank you for presenting the Monday Mass. Let's go to Snow News, Todd.
Good, because we're going to do an interview.
Who's Snow News brought to you by?
Snow News is brought to you us by...
Make up a sponsor.
Wave
Soda.
Wave Soda.
Wave Soda. Snow News, because
wave bye bye to the season.
You need to be hydrated on surf and or snow. Wave Soda does that. Love Wave Soda.
Guess what, Chris?
Tangerine's my favorite flavor, by the way.
We have a special guest.
You got a special guest?
Yeah, we're going to talk to Stan.
No.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Exclusive.
Hey, we have this...
World star.
Hello? Is this Stan?
The
penny saver
of Last Resort with
this
Stan.
Is Stan from Last Resort with Stan. Stan, what is your real name? Because everyone calls you Stan, but that's not really your name.
You know, I was born with the name Justin, but
Stan has just kind of been the running name for so many years now that I think it just is.
Oh, because
just Stan.
Just Stan.
Stan.
Exactly.
And you're
catching on quick.
Your mom calls you Stan?
Mom calls me Stan.
What does your mom call Todd?
Hopefully never.
What you just got back from? If you don't know who Stan is, he does. What's your thing called?
Last Resort with Stan. The greatest snowboarding show on the planet.
It is a great wrap up of everything in snowboarding. It makes people cry. It makes people laugh.
I love it.
It creates massive amounts of butt hurt if you don't have a sense of humor.
People are scared of it, I think.
What's been your biggest, like, has anyone, like, retaliated against you? Like, that you've talked shit on, been, like, mad? You don't have to mention names, or go ahead and mention names.
Well, I'll say this. One time, I was making fun of vloggers, as I do.
Bloggers?
I thought you said
loggers, like, yeah, guys who, like, cut down trees. I'm like, don't make fun of those dudes. They're gnarly. Sorry, vloggers.
And I went after I just was making fun of this one. I think he's a Kiwi or he's Australian. Davy Jones. And I just was making some jokes. And then, like, his followers went nuts and were, like, leaving me death threats on my YouTube page. That was a sick one.
Death threats?
God.
Straight up death threats. Like,
for poking fun.
How you know you made, like, I was like, wow, I really did it. I made it. Like, anonymous death threats. This is, I've done, like, I was pretty hyped up.
That's tight.
And then I've had, like, other people that I see bring it up. But no one's really pissed about it. I think everyone, like, kind of, like, is pretty good about taking it. Although, deep down, they're probably really pissed off.
Well, you know, if you're not talking about them, then they really don't have any impact in the sport. Right? Kind of?
Exactly. I am the decider of what I'm doing.
It's a compliment if Stan talks shit about
it. It kind of is. If people are giving you shit, then you matter enough to get shit.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, I think it's healthy. And of course, I just am having fun. I think if you know me in real life, people, like, get a little weirded out when they find out, like, I'm not just, like, the most cynical person in the world. But I swear, I'm just, like, pretty much having fun. For anyone who doesn't know.
I mean, it's snowboarding. It's freaking stupid, inherently dumb. Anyway, so if you take it that seriously, you're a moron. Pretty much.
Hey, well, I heard it
super seriously, but I am a moron.
Yeah.
I saw something recently. Our friend of the show, huge fan of the show, Ivy Miller, did a pop-up stand-up set in Lake Tahoe with a special guest, Stan.
Yeah, what's up with that? It's like these pop-up stand-ups.
Well, I have been, like, seeing on Instagram that she was doing stand-up because I follow her on Instagram. She's, like, Insta-famous. I follow all the Insta people, and I noticed that she was, like, posting out doing stand-up, and I was, like, crazy because I've been doing stand-up for a while. And then I saw, like, someone sent me a DM that she was doing a show. Like, one of my friends sent the story over. I obviously contacted her and ran into her at Boreal, actually. And I was like, let me tell some jokes. Which she allowed. it was actually so sick. I'm, like, blown away by how many people she can get to show up at a beach because of Instagram.
There was, 100 people on the beach in Lake Tahoe, right?
Yeah. Off-season.
The cops came.
Wow.
It was like a party. And that is social media influencing power if I've ever seen it. I was blown away.
That's right.
That's cool. So you were at Woodward for the opening of their snowboard park season up there in Boreal. Give us your stand take on the whole thing.
Honestly, Boreal has a crazy amount of snow. And I imagine that they're going to be pretty hyped up all winter. I mean, all summer, because it's pretty much like full-on winter there still. There's, like, a lot of snow. So it was good. Mostly we were flipping. I was learning. Basically, I was at summer camp is kind of where I'm at. I was there to train.
Were you training with the staff photographer, Mark Clavin?
Mark Klavan. I think I'm training him maybe a little. He's training me on other aspects, like hilarious clips, how to get a hilarious clip. He knows a lot about that. He's out there just working his hardest. Here's the thing. At Snowboarder, it's a dangerous thing. Like, if you say that you think you could do something, you pretty much get owned and have to do it. So, like, if you happenstance, you're like, I think I could do that. Like, if you just let that come out of your mouth, it's game over.
Wow.
So that's how Cleveland gets into a lot of trouble.
You gotta be careful of what you say over there when Pat Bridges calls you out and then you have to do it. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's how I ended up dropping in no footer on the quarter pipe and hippie hopping Mark Cleveland.
You hit him? I had no idea that was him. I was just assuming that there was just some idiot there who was willing to do that, but now it all makes sense.
No, that was Clavin down there.
Wow.
Oh, we got to put that clip up.
To be fair, he was never really in danger. I kind of sunk it.
Well, were you there when he decided to jump 15 feet to flat into the middle of the mini pipe?
I was coaching him on that.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a great coach.
He was trying to jump down. Like, he was, like, jumping down. And I was like, dude, you got to jump, like, into the middle. It'll be so much more impressive.
How did that even happen? Like, who gave him – where does that even come from?
He was an example of him being like, I bet I could ollie into this. He's like, he said it.
And oh, my God.
We were like, okay, go do it.
Well, it looked super-duper fun. There was a pretty good group of guys and gals up there. Who was it, like, Pat Moores and Jill?
Pat Moores and on fire.
Is he really?
I don't know if you know this. This guy's got – I don't know what he's up to, but he's like – firing at all cylinders right now. He was a QP camp out too, going crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, Jill Perkins, Naima, Mike Rav, Chip was in the mix, Justin Keniston, Brandon Cocard. Like, you had some of the Tahoe celebs kind of hanging around as well.
That's pretty cool. Well, it's you know, this is basically snowboard news because there's nothing happening in the summertime, really.
When's the next last?
Yeah, do we get?
Stan
yeah, what's now? Up with that? Are we waiting until fall now, or are you on hiatus?
Summer.
Yeah, I'm kind of like got a couple things going right now. A little like there's some stuff bubbling in the life of Stan, and I'm gonna. I don't know is the answer.
Are you officially announcing you're on hiatus?
You're on hiatus. Stan, last resort with Stan's on hiatus?
That's what they say in the entertainment industry.
Scoop!
It might be on a short hiatus.
Okay. Wow. Well,
that's exciting.
We look forward to it coming back. Hopefully you can get paid more to do it. That's what I always say.
We'll pay you.
No, we won't.
We're like $5 each.
We don't have any money.
I got some other stuff to focus on this summer. In the snowboard world, I'm going to be hanging out in SoCal a bit.
Hot.
So I will be – actually, if I can move into your house, Todd.
Right.
I'm looking, so.
Okay.
Hey, Stan, are you going to be here in July?
Yeah, I'm going
to. Dude, okay.
What?
I got Stan a slot on the summer comedy show.
Well, there you go. Look, sure. You just slipped right in there.
All right.
Yes.
It's on.
Let's go.
It's on. You heard it here. We have so many exclusives this week. This is crazy.
Wow. All right. Well, you're taking up a lot of this podcast, so we have to let you go.
Thanks. Thank you, Stan.
We are. Hey, this.
Tag us.
This is an all right one.
This is a pretty good episode.
It's all right.
It's been great.
It's all right. All right. Well, bye. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Good day.
First ring, he answered your call.
It's like he was waiting.
That's awesome. Last resort with Stan. Stan's going to be on the comedy show this summer. Wow, we're getting work done. That was snow news. There's still snow everywhere.
It's like, it just doesn't end.
It's getting redundant.
It's snow news. It's been brought to you by
global warming.
No, it's not. Boy, we could sure use some of that global warming right now.
Well, it doesn't seem that warm.
Anyway. Okay, so we're going
to. Skate news is brought to you by the Folklore Project, made proudly in the USA by Quincy Woodwrights. I'm riding a Muska board from the Folklore Project right now. I love it. And I told Chad Muska last night, I'm riding your board. And he's like, cool. What do I say?
What do we do?
That's it. It's great.
I'm going to see the Muska this week.
Where?
The Dew Tour.
Dew Tour. All right. Let's start with that. Dew Tour is coming up next weekend in Long Beach, California.
No, this week.
That's what I meant. this weekend.
Starting on Wednesday, we
damn, that's like in 2 days.
We have nations trying to qualify for the Olympic berth.
This is the first Olympic street and park qualifier, right? No, I'm sorry. SLS was.
This would be the first park qualifier. And with that, we have got a lot of like point scenarios and nation scenarios, and there's all kind of, we got this packet of stuff, us who are working on this from the broadcast
point of view.
It's a lot of information on qualifying and nations ranking and people, and I just want to talk about skateboarding.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you will.
I will.
And you're going to be talking about it with awesome people like Alex White.
Alex White will
Corbin
be there.
Harris is going to be there. I saw him last night.
Where'd you see? Oh, at the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Paul Zitzer. We have totally fit Andrew Cannon.
Oh, the fittest.
TFA. See?
Yeah. Vanessa Torres
will be there.
The other Todd.
Todd Harris. Yeah. Hair Dog Harris will be there. Hey, so is Pastors not there?
Pastors is there.
Yeah. Yeah, so we get it's all star.
All my friends are going to be
all star crew except you.
Damn, lucky
FOMO.
I have a little bit of FOMO about that. I had a lot of FOMO. Most people who enjoy skateboarding and enjoy Europe and love to do fun things had insane FOMO for this week because the Copenhagen Open was happening, the CPH Open.
Hey.
The craziest of skateboarding.
Before we get into that,
yeah,
can we just talk about how sick Rune Glifberg is still?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Rune is the freaking...
Why do you say that right now?
Because he was there, and he took a couple runs on the vert ramp they had there.
It was like a mini vert ramp.
It was like Rune just smashed. No
He's
pads.
So gnarly.
Padless. Insane. Freaking everything.
Yeah.
I love Rune's style.
Yeah, Runa, he would be so fun to skate like. So, if you don't know, the Copenhagen Open is basically a traveling circus of the world's best skaters. I mean, from top to bottom, you have the best dudes. They travel around a pack of 2,000 skaters, and they take spots over all around Copenhagen and the surrounding towns and cities. There was a downhill event.
Fire hoops.
Simon Bannero, girl team rider, did the loop. I saw that. Cement loop that was basically built for fun, as a joke.
Crazy town.
He did it. This is a natural loop in the wild in a little town called Christiana, which is a little sovereign nation within Copenhagen. One of the coolest places I've ever been.
Naturally occurring loops.
It's so... The videos that are coming out on Instagram and that will eventually be coming out on the internet are just, nobody's having more fun than the skaters who went to the Copenhagen Open. Ishad Ware won it again. So Ishad is the world champion
All-terrain
of life.
Champ. Yeah.
He's life's world champion. He's the people's champion. He's the champion of the CPH Open. As I mentioned at the top of the show, hosted the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 20th. One skater that wasn't there and got a shout out from Tony Hawk himself, Steve Caballero.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Caballero.
Broke his femur.
He broke his femur
hurt biking.
Harshly on a dirt bike. And he's posting pictures from his bed saying, you know, this is classic Steve Caballero. He's like, well, broke my leg. I was having fun. Why not? Whatever. You know he's going to be back skating and riding his dirt bike in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's so rad.
It's really gnarly.
Get well soon, Steve Caballero.
Hey, did you see the Mickey Papa, his Richta wheels thing just came out?
Oh,
did you see the commercial that he did with Wrecking Ball?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Mickey Papa randomly I was skating Poots Park, local skate park, in this one afternoon. Mickey Papa, a couple guys from Blind Team were there ripping. They were leaving. Mickey Papa had like a box of water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just taking it with him, he just went around the skate park. He's like, hey, would you like some water? Want some water? And
handed out water
to random people. And I thought that was so cool. And I've always thought since then, he was super nice, rad kid. I'm like, that dude.
Yeah, he's always super nice.
Yeah.
Is he Canadian?
I think he is.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, that's racist.
No, just
saying all Canadians are nice.
Yes. Pretty it's much.
True. It's true. Yes, that was cool. Oh, in other Poots Park news, and thank you, Mickey Papa, for that water that day. I wasn't even going to talk about it because I was just doing this little
thing. I wasn't even going to talk about it.
I do a magazine, Anthony's Magazine. I was dropping off bundles around town.
Sure.
I dropped a bundle off VG's Donuts on Friday, which happened to be
National Donut Day.
National Donut Day. So I bought I bought a dozen donuts.
How many donuts can you carry without using your hands?
Two. Can you use your armpits? I bought a dozen donuts, and I went up to the skate park. I was like, I'm just going to give donuts out for fun. I was going to go and like film, like do a kickflip, we'll give you donuts. But then I got there, I'm like, that's stupid. Just give the donuts. Don't film it. Don't make a big deal.
Were you like, hey, you want a donut?
Guess who the first person I gave a donut to was?
Who?
Figgy.
Really?
Randomly.
Was he hyped?
There was four people at the skate park.
You want a donut?
Yeah. There was four people there. I thought it was going to be raging. I pull up and I'm like, oh shit, that's Figgy. And I kind of know him a little bit, but I just rolled up. I'm like, yo, happy National Donut Day. You want a donut? And he's like, yeah, man. Took a donut. I gave a donut to two kids on scooters, donut to a group of, there was a group of four teenagers there, but only one of them had a skateboard.
So they had to share a donut?
No, they each got a donut.
Oh.
So that was fun. And hey, I can now say I gave a donut to Figgy.
You want
to
know something else crazy?
Yeah.
I was reading this. I think this is pretty, this is kind of just interesting to me.
Interesting news.
Did you see that Stefan Janowski ended up, he's doing that collaboration with the Violent Femmes for his,
no,
for a Nike shoot, and he got to play on stage with the Violent Femmes.
No way.
Pretty cool.
So what would you rather see? Stefan Janowski on stage playing with the Violent Femmes or Tony Hawk singing with Birdman? Go ahead. I'll wait. That's a tough decision for you, isn't it?
Well, pretty hyped on Tony singing the song that everyone thinks they're saying Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
I thought that was very novelty. Oh, and by the way, I saw some crazy stuff from Tony's house this weekend. It happens to be Miles Goodman's birthday. You know who Miles is?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I hung out with Miles last night.
Sweet Miles.
Miles Gizmo.
Gizmo. And
Corey Juno.
Corey Juno ripping around Tony's backyard cement park. Apparently he's fine. We saw him eat total poop last week or two weeks ago.
He got knocked out.
KTFO. That was in Oregon.
Yeah.
Lincoln City. And then...
God, that seems like ages ago.
But he's... He is, dude, it's next level transitional awareness with that kid.
He's so gnarly. He makes it look so easy.
So stupid easy.
In his sleep.
So,
hence
cool.
Sleepy Turtle.
Sleepy.
Yeah.
Great job.
I saw him last night. I'm not dropping names.
Great job.
My friend Kareem Campbell was there. My friend Tony Hawk, did I tell you?
Yep.
This came out of the blue. I was on snowboarder.com this morning looking for snow news. Mm-hmm. I found skate news. Libtech pro skater Phil Hansen.
Oh,
have you heard of Phil Hansen?
What's his nickname? Nutsack? Or Nutsack Hansen or something like that?
I felt kind of out of the loop because I'd never heard of Phil Hansen. I watched this video.
I think it is. I think it's Nutsack Hansen.
He is so gnarly.
No, it's
he's so good.
Gnarly.
I was tripping because I'm like, Phil Hansen? I thought it was a snowboard. I'm like, oh, they gave a snowboarder a video part.
He just had some footage in some movie really recently. Maybe, God, what was it in?
Yeah, I feel stupid.
Ugh.
Because, oh, I'm a huge Phil Hansen fan now.
He's really good.
Yeah, that was, if you, I guess Libtech, you can go to their Instagram and watch Phil Hansen, the dude, is so good. Lib Technologies.
Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, if you go to @libtechnologies,
Nut Rash Hansen.
No, Nut Thrash.
Thrash?
Nut Trash Hansen.
Nut Trash.
I'm following him now.
I thought it was Nutsack.
He is, dude, this guy is good.
Yeah.
And I'd love to try out one of those Libtech skateboards. I haven't tried one.
They've been out for a long time.
They've been out, and I know the boards are good. The surfboards are insane. Obviously, the snowboards they make are the best you can get. I want to try all the Libtech stuff. I want to try it all.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
one of the, you know, they're a brand doing red stuff, right, making cool shit. Right. And Phil Hansen rips, nut trash.
All right.
Yeah, so that's skate news. I will be at the Vans Park series coming soon.
Well,
about
I think
8 days.
Next week is going to be a great skate news one because I'll have all my due tour.
You'll be totally dude.
I'll be just draped.
You'll be my dude.
Dude.
My dude. Bathed in dew. Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. And guess what? I talked to the owner of Panic and Coffee and Tea this morning.
Sean?
Dempsey.
Oh, Dempsey.
Sean's son.
Sean's son.
The family business.
Yes.
We're going to have a Panic and Code soon.
Really?
So for those of you who are listening around the world, not
so wait,
close
whoa. Is it like you go in and at the counter?
No, you go to the internet.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying for people.
It'd be sicker if it was like a password.
You got to know the secret handshake.
Yeah.
Which I can't tell you. I can't show you because it's audio.
What if you're like...
But we're going to have a code soon for people to buy K-Cups.
Herpes.
Panic and Roast.
Yep.
Yeah. Online. So Panic and Coffee and Tea bringing you nerd news. And I've actually had multiple run-ins with Monday Mass fans on the streets, and they've been saying, "Huh, you guys are kind of blowing it. You've lost a step.
What?
Now that Game of Thrones is over, Nerd News is just blown.
Well,
what are you going to get excited about?" And I said, "I accept that challenge. I accept that challenge, Todd. What are you excited about right now?"
We're kind of a
Nerd
day,
News.
We're kind of a day late and a dollar short in this, but I started watching Handmaid's Tale after a long. I should have been watching this a long time ago.
What is it about?
Next congressional decision in the United States currently next week.
Really?
Pretty much. It's so like you could fully imagine what is happening in happening.
So they're all wearing bonnets.
Okay, look, dude.
Just tell me.
I just finished the first season yesterday. I started watching it last weekend.
The Handmaid's Tale.
It is so freaking good. I didn't know if I was going to like it. My wife was always like, "You need to watch the show." I'm like, whatever. You're not going to tell me what to do. Does it have dragons or zombies?
Is there fire?
I don't want to watch it.
Is there superheroes?
Stupid.
Honey? No.
But guess what? It's dystopian future.
Oh, we love dystopian
futures. It takes place in New England.
Okay.
And it's basically there. I'm giving you the synopsis. The people
Thank
that
you.
Watch or people that
They're
listen.
They're going to think I'm an
They
idiot
know.
For
I'm
not
giving
knowing.
You.
Yeah.
Giving you the
Well,
notes.
I'm going to. I will take. I love your recommendations.
Listen.
That's what Nerd News is for.
People can't have babies anymore.
Okay.
Infertility is going around. Only certain women. And this is in the United States. Only affects the United States.
Okay.
But in the infertility pandemic is happening around the world. The U.S. has taken this ultra-right-wing religious approach to maintaining law and order and babies, and there was a huge revolution between the people that were just living normal like we do today, and it went from like...
Is this Fox News you're talking about?
It's basically, it's like misogyny to the 50th power.
You're talking about Fox News?
Yes, Fox News.
You watched Fox News last night.
Fox News is in charge of the United States.
Sick.
It's crazy, Chris, and it's like you're watching it and it's uncomfortable and it ends and it's like, what the fuck? Like I probably said what the fuck after six episodes I watched.
Two seasons.
There's three, dude.
So
the
third
one
season
just started.
Okay. Handmaid's Tale. You heard it here first.
Booyah.
Folks, three seasons later we're finally on it. I'm going to start watching it.
Blessed be.
I'm going to start watching it. One thing that I just got excited about today. Chris Cantori, one of our partners at You Online, also the host of The Cantori Show on 100.7 here in San Diego, posted a trailer for a documentary that I haven't been this excited about a documentary in a long time, Mystify, the Michael Hutchins story from INXS.
Oh, I'm getting choked up about that one.
Oh, I get that pun. I get that pun big time. I'm very excited. I love INXS. Michael Hutchins was arguably one of the best. No, you can't argue. He was one of the best frontmen to ever do it in rock and roll.
I used to be pretty hyped on INXS because they had a Vision skateboard on the cover of one of their albums.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Psycho Stick.
Yeah. That was like during like
INXS Kick.
80s. like serious 80s. You didn't see skateboarding too many places.
That album has like 10 number one hits on it. So good. I love In Excess. I'm very excited to see Mystify, Mike Hutchins' story.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
While we're talking about documentaries and Netflix and stuff, have you heard of Killer Ratings?
No.
Dude.
What is it?
Killer Ratings is a Netflix documentary about a television host named Wallace Souza. So he was a television host. He turned into a politician. So his show was kind of like a show where they would go around covering crime. They would be like first on the scene to these murders, okay, and drug deals and gnarly shit. It turns out the host of this show was also the mastermind behind the crimes that he showed on the show. So
for real?
He's
for real.
He's like, and I'm only a couple episodes in, but dude, he's like setting up murders.
This is like some Dexter
shit.
He's
like, you go murder that guy at 8 o'clock, and then he's on the scene at 8:05 with his camera crew going, I can't believe the violence and done it.
Holy
shit.
It is
the craziest thing ever. Do not watch it if you don't like to see actual dead bodies and blood.
Where
is
this?
Gnarly.
Where is it?
It's
where does it take place?
It
what
takes
country?
Place in the Amazon region of Brazil.
Oh, Brazil.
And it's
how
radical.
Long you going, how long are you going there for?
2 weeks. I love Brazil. This is I mean, you've never seen anything like this.
I haven't.
It's called Killer Ratings, and honestly, if you're squeamish about blood and guts, don't watch it. But if you're into it, like I am, I like it. It's a great show.
Did you tip a 40 yesterday to Bushwick Bill?
Bushwick Bill. Well, it was a roller coaster ride yesterday with me and Bushwick Bill and Bushwick Bill fans around the world.
Yeah, because he was like,
because
dead and then not dead.
Yeah, he was dead, then he wasn't dead, and then he died.
Typical Bushwick Bill fashion.
Yeah, Bushwick Bill, legendary rapper from Houston, Texas, from the Ghetto Boys. Love Bushwick Bill. Also, Dr. John. Dr. John, super, just incredible musician. Another legend, Louisiana guy. So two obviously very different people, but two that will be very missed in the world of music.
Bushwick Bill had a rough life. Got shot in the eye.
Yeah.
Freaking.
Well, I mean, he had a rough life, but then a great life because he was in Ghetto Boys. Listen to Bushwick Bill and Ghetto Boys all day today if you haven't been already. July 7th, this just hit the airwaves. July 7th on History Channel, Nitro Circus presents Evil Live 2.
Yep.
Longer.
Yep.
Thicker. More girth.
What?
More speed. Bigger jumps.
Hello.
Are you going to be there?
Because
you do Nitro Circus.
I do. I think I'm doing some promo stuff for it. I'm not going to be there, per se.
You're
going to
say, you're going to be the guy going, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Pretty much.
Evil Live 2.
It's pretty rad, though. It's like Travis Pastrana, once again, will reenact some of Evel Knievel's stunts.
Live on TV.
That's, last year.
That was nerve-wracking
It was kind of, but at the same time, it's like, you know, when they pitched that last year and I was at, you know, some meetings that they were talking about it, I was like, what? Travis already jumps like 5 times as far, you know, as it is now. But I guess the deal is like when Evil did it, he was doing it on
big,
vintage, big, unruly Harley Davidsons.
And that's what Travis
really
does,
heavy.
Right?
I don't think he did it on the same bike that Evil did, but it was similar. They tried to keep it similar.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what this one is, but I think it's, I don't know if he's just,
I think there's
jumping
a different
over the
guy actually.
Snake River. What the hell is he doing?
I think it's a different guy. Let me see.
Really?
Here it is.
Who is it? Than the Statue of Liberty. Longer than Big Ben. And more than 2.5 times longer than Evel Knievel's longest jump. This July, Axel Hodges will attempt a record in the longest, highest, most daring motorcycle jump in history. Risking life and limb. Wow.
Sketch. Evil just, Live 2.
I just got pulled in.
Alex.
Axel.
Axel Hodges.
Yes.
I was looking scared. That's cool. I'll tune into that. I don't want to see a bad crash. I like glory, not guts.
I don't think you will.
Well, in my documentaries, I love guts, but in my motorcycle jumping, I don't want to see guts. Mm-hmm. I want to see, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a new book.
Oh, I was wondering about
Chuck Wood, The World According to Dix, Volume Spoo.
Is this this is a pre-release?
Yeah, this is not. I got a pre-release of Volume Spoo by Chuck Wood. This is a book. The volume one is all. So it's Dick drawings.
Is it just? It's with just titles. Dick drawings.
Yes.
This can I see?
Let me show you. Let me just tell you.
Show me some good ones.
There's this one's pretty good. It's a Nardvark. a nocturnal animal whose name means girth pig. It's really funny.
Hold on. Let me.
It's really not safe for work. You want to do one?
This one's good. It's a new exercise that is sweeping the nation. Jizzercise.
Look, right there.
Evil come evil.
That's so heavy.
Oh my god.
So what? This is about 300 pages of dick drawings.
Bone of Ark, Saxon Pollock.
Yeah.
Bonograph.
A lot of the C word.
The Uniboner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Braveheart.
So I now have volume one and volume two. Very excited to say this book will be out. You can follow.
Sackhammer,
Richard Siemens. It's the kind of humor we like.
And it's pretty crazy that you figure this guy probably, that was like his notebook in ninth grade.
Chuck Wood is brilliant.
And he just turned it into a book.
Yeah,
he
got also 600 plus dick.
Did he do dick tricks too? I remember someone gave me a book a long time ago.
No.
It was like dick tricks.
He specifically does dick drawings with clever titles.
Did he? So is he the one that drew that you with your dog?
Two. Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah, he drew my dog as a dick.
No, your head is
I
a
was
dick.
A dick. Yeah, dog. Yes. So, famous dick drawer. He's been drawing dicks for many years. You can follow at The World According to Dix. And
love
it's really
it.
Funny.
Love
so
it.
So that new book's out. Excited about that.
Anything else? Oh.
Black Mirror.
I haven't started to watch it yet. There's also another new kind of movie thing on Netflix right now. It's about this.
Deadwood.
No. Well, I'm not a Western guy.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about this AI that raises a human baby and
Fox News?
It's like this. It's another dystopian future type thing. I forget what
it's
called.
Oh, you're so dystopian, Todd.
But
you just like saying dystopian.
I learned that word the other day and I'm going to use it a lot.
You're going to anyway. Like, how are the waves? You're all pretty dystopian.
Dystopian. I forget what the movie's called.
You're just being real dystopian right now and I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
I'll find out what it's called and I'll You can
that's,
say
that shows you that's great news.
You're say like, something.
There's this new thing.
The YMCA has a new spine ramp that just opened up here in Encinitas. Is that nerd news? I just remembered that.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Hey,
wow? That's cool.
Hey, there's this thing that happened and it was super cool.
Hold on. Shut up, Chris. I'm looking it up. Netflix.
I watched Black Mirror with the video game thing. It was
the pick your own adventure one?
No, it's brand new. There's three new Black Mirrors out, and I watched the first video game one, and it was wild.
Did you like it?
I think Black Mirror is a show that you don't necessarily like. You survive watching it, and you need to cleanse your eyeballs and mental palate with something lighthearted.
What was
afterwards?
I Am Mother.
I Am Mother.
That is the new Netflix movie with someone. Someone's
with
in
someone.
It. Some chick. What's her name? I don't know. Hilary Swank.
Oh, I like her. Miss her.
So what isn't the new Black Mirror doesn't have what's that singer chick?
Hannah Montana.
Yeah. What's her name for real though?
Mm-hmm.
Do you don't know
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. She's in one of them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that?
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm gonna dive into The World According to Dix Volume Spew right now, so I gotta go.
All right, well, that was a great...
Honestly?
It's better than
Todd,
the last one.
This episode is way better than the last episode.
Yeah, better than the last one.
Now, next episode will be 97, and it's going to be great. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks
so
a lot.
Much.
If you want to hear more of the Monday Mass, go ahead and send us some money. We should set that up so that people can...
Patreon?
Yeah, because some people just like have extra money.
Who?
I don't know. I know they're out there.
Huh. Well, hopefully they send it.
I don't know.
Just send it.
Yeah.
Send it.
All right.
Bye.